Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me well?
Yeah, you sound pretty good. You're just using the iPad Touch, you said?
My iPod Touch.
Oh, iPad Touch? Sure.
I just want to do a sound check real quick to make sure you can hear me clear.
Yeah,
Because I need.
so you're just talking into the iPod, right?
Well, yeah, I got those earbuds on.
Okay, cool. I guess just try to keep it like as close to like 5 inches away from your mouth, maybe, or
5 inches. Oh, 5 inches away. Okay.
yeah,
Yeah.
and just try not to mess with it too much, or maybe you could set it on something. I don't know what's easier for you.
Time.
Okay, check 1, 2. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Let's
Check, check, check.
All right, yeah, we should be good.
So, real quick, I'm just wanna touch base. I just wanna first talk about, remember how I wanted to do a little thing about Lever at the getting a chance to play at the Metro?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Well, then I was gonna go fast forward to this past weekend, a week before, because, well, we'll go along, but my friend Michael was back in town for a Cubs game,
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
and we got to spend we spent a few a couple days together.
Sweet. Okay, yeah, we can discuss that and just what you've been up to since our last one with Tommy. So, and this is our first one by ourselves for a while, right? Or,
Yeah, I think so.
yeah. All right, cool. We'll start it off then. Everybody, welcome to Jesse Unplugged. This is your episode for September 2016, and without further ado, your host, Jesse Anderson. How you doing?
What up to all my fans, especially my three top friends, I should say four friends, Aram, Michael Garner, Tommy Else, and of course my producer Andy. So.
Awesome. Yeah, it's been a little while. I mean, we had Tommy Else as our guest last time. If you didn't get a chance to hear that, take a listen. It's up at andydare.com. So we talked about their whole relationship. But yeah, you just a band that we interviewed. Well, we interviewed a guy from Lever, John from Lever. He has now, since we talked to him, he has gone on to play both the Double Door and recently the Metro. So I guess you can say if you do the Jesse Unplugged podcast, you're gonna be famous, right?
Yeah, I guess. Well, yeah, it's been I guess it's pretty much been a dream, a lifelong dream of theirs. Everybody in the band, you know, to play at the Metro, because I'm pretty sure that the Metro is pretty big new business, you know.
Yeah, I think it is pretty much. I mean, the weird thing is, it's not a big venue, but it has so much history to it. It's been at least 30 years it's been around, and every big band around the country, around the world, if you're any band worth any note, you've played the stage at the Metro, right?
Well, supposedly, I forgot the name of the headliner band, but there are like three opening, I think like three op or so opening bands, and Lever got the opportunity to be one of them.
Cool.
So I went there to support them on that. I got some pictures and an awesome video, but
And didn't they recently play the Double Door too, which is big news because the Double
Oh
Door, it looks like it's going to
yes.
be closing at the end of the year, right?
Oh yeah, that was pretty awesome. And I already remembered the inside of the double door.
Yeah, I'm usually don't go there too much, but it's sad to see it close, though.
Well, I was when last time I was there, I was much younger, so remember too much. And
And that was
I
a
was a
Smashing
band.
Pumpkins show, right?
And also another difference was there was no smoke haze.
Oh yeah, of course. You were there in 1995 or something, right? So
Yeah, and I had my
full of
eyes
smoke.
had yeah my head my eyes were watering and burning. That was a re allergic reaction to a lot of cigarette smoke and stuff.
Oh sure. Well, I guess maybe they passed a law so that people would like less people would have to get irritated while going to see their favorite band, because the last thing you want when you see your favorite band is to get your eyes and nose all irritated like that. It's weird though. Like the first show I went to without the cigarette smoke, it did feel different. It was like, okay, when does everybody start smoking? Like,
I know.
But because now I'm used to it. Yeah.
Yeah, because when I went to the at the Aragon for the Trump Kick Murphys,
yep.
I guess they still allow cigarette smoke in there.
Do they, or is it just
because?
Yeah. Huh.
People were. I saw there was a guy in front of me smoking a cigar or something.
Well, it's weird. Like, I heard, like, at shows, like, everybody's kind of cool with pot smoking, but once, as soon as you light up a cigarette, they call over a guard and have you pulled out, because I guess cigarette smoking is worse than that now, or something like
that. Yeah, I guess so.
So they opened for a cool band at the Metro. If you have not heard of Lever, check them out. We have a full episode with John from Lever, so you can go back in the archive and check that one out as well. What do you think is up new for them? Are they going to release something new or doing more shows? Have you talked to John lately?
Once in a while, but it seems like they're busy with all these different shows, like in the Calp and all over the place.
Nice. Well, if you want to be a working band in 2016, you definitely got to play at least once a week. You got to play around, get the word spread so that people continue to go to see you, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
How about like a cool memory from the Metro back in the day for you? Doesn't have to be Smashing Pumpkins. It could be, or it could just be another cool band. Like, do you remember going to the Metro very often, or was it a rare thing to go to the Metro?
I'll tell you, you're going to think this is crazy, but the last time I was at the Metro before the Lever concert was with you when the lights were off.
Oh, I totally forgot we even did that. That's really cool. Nice. We took a bus tour around
Chicago. You didn't see anything because all the lights were off?
Yeah. Me and Jesse took a bus tour, a Chicago Rocks bus tour. Had to be about 3-4 years ago, and they showed us all the cool venues, and we got to go take a look at the Metro with all the lights off and go on stage and backstage, right?
Yeah.
So that was a cool event. It was actually the place where I saw my first concert, the band Blur, in 1996.
Oh, I like that band. That one song of theirs.
Song 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, Woohoo, right?
Yeah, I'm fortunate that it's so short, because for me, it's like, for a song to be really good for me, it has to be at least 3 minutes longer.
Nice. Yeah, that's like 2:05 or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Way too short.
Nice. So, yeah, the Metro, if you're from around the country and you've not heard of it, if you come to Chicago, at least get your picture taken underneath, like, the whatever you call the big marquee or whatever. It's such a cool spot. If you can't even go see a concert, just get a picture in front of the Metro. Tell all your friends you've been to the coolest venue in Chicago. And, I talked to the owner, Joe Shanahan, when we went to see the Pumpkins in April at the Opera House. He was backstage, and I just shook his hand and said, "Hey, man, thanks for all the great shows. You've got a hell of a job," I said.
I know. He does.
And
he truly does.
He was just saying, like, he's had 4 awesome shows in a row, and that's you could just head over to the venue at 8 p.m., and then you get to see an awesome show each night. So, yes, that's a cool gig, definitely. But, yeah, Lever at the Metro and the Double Door, and then you've had an eventful week. You had some friends visit you?
Well, yeah. Well, it kind of started, I think, the week before. Well, I guess I was taking a nap or whatever, and I get this text from Michael when I was asleep, and I was responding back to him. I guess he had tickets to a Cubs game. And like 4 of them, and he's like, and he's wanted to see if I wanted to go, and he's like, I'm like, sure, I'll go, but then I'm like, I text him back saying, "Hey, buddy, sorry, I was sleeping. Like, what day for tickets for what day?" He's like, I think it's a Monday. I'm like, at first I was kind of, because I normally work on a Tuesday.
Sure,
but. You know what? Well, I was willing to lose sleep just to see my buddy Michael, because at first I thought it was going to be like maybe him coming into the town with some like friends or whatever, and them doing a hotel and me just seeing him at the game, but he ended up shacking up at my place. For, like, he arrived Saturday and left right on Monday night.
Oh, he left Monday night. Nice.
Yeah, right, cool. Literally right after the game.
And if you're going to see a Cubs game, it's probably the best to do it this year because it looks like they might be going to the World Series, and I don't want to curse them, but maybe win the World Series so you can see that you saw the team on their best season ever. You know,
we all had a great time, but now this is kind of funny. And we had, if you can imagine, where this, we were, you know how when you enter the from the park stadium thing into the stands,
sure,
you either go up or down.
Okay.
We were on the first level. We went down to third. We were in a third baseline section.
Wow. So that was probably pretty expensive, nice seats you got there, huh?
Well, yeah, it was like I was so close to Rizzo when he was up. Really.
Oh, that's great. Nice.
There's a story behind and how he got, well, I guess supposedly, like you were saying, back in February, he put in for a raffle.
Okay. Nice.
And he won them because no, whatever price he put down for, no one outbid him, so that's cool.
Oh, that's great. Nice. So, and it's really nice of him to take you. But, I mean, if you're letting him stay over, so.
Yeah, and besides, on such a great night, the only thing that he was disgruntled about was, you know how the third baseline and probably the first baseline are kind of, you know, tend to be like the foul areas?
Sure, yeah.
He was hoping and praying for to get a catch or at least get hit by a ball or whatever.
Nice, okay, cool.
But it seemed like every foul ball either went backwards or to the upper level.
Or way far away from you guys. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
And it was like, just, well, maybe, it was a fun time.
Yeah, that sounds like a great day. Have you ever been to Wrigley Field, or is this your first time?
No, I've been to Wrigley Field a couple times. And yeah, before that, we saw the Blair Witch movie, the new one.
Oh,
scared
nice.
Scared the living hell out of me. I'm like, I'm never going to. After I was done, I literally had children like, I am never going camping again.
Nice. Yeah, you don't have to tell me not to go camping too much. I usually don't like to do that. But how is it a lot different than the first one? I saw the first one when it came out, but I don't remember much about it. I know it was different because it seemed like it was homemade or something, right?
Well, I don't want to give too much away for the people who haven't seen it yet because it is fairly new, but it does seems like it stays with the found footage.
Okay, cool. So it stays with, like, kind of homemade videotape feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yes. Nice.
And also, I'd like to add, too, is that my dear friend, brother Michael Garner, has basically set a record this year.
For what?
Most of it is in Chicago.
For most visits in Chicago, your phone's breaking up.
For most visits to Chicago.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Because he's been here like three times this year.
Nice.
So, real quick, take a quick break. Radio check. Radio.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
All right. Back. So, yeah. The other years it was mostly like. Like one time, you know, one visit, but, you know, with him coming for my birthday, him coming for class, and now this, so that's pretty cool.
Nice. You should tell him to move to Chicago, right?
Yeah, he would love to, but, you know.
He's got a whole family and stuff and kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And besides, when him driving all the way out here from Ohio, me, it makes it more special.
Yeah, that's true. And if it's just once in a while, too, it makes it more special as well.
Yeah. So, moving along. Remember that thing I was telling you about earlier? Well, I would like to elaborate on that, but I'm not going to – I don't want to call it fate because a lot of my Facebook friends seem to think that whole karma thing is really kind of BS, but I often think to myself how different my life would be if I hadn't gotten robbed on the train back in 2011.
I did see you post that, and I liked it because it was interesting. You said, how would my life be different if I didn't get robbed on the Red Line in 2011? And that's – how did it – so did – it became a news thing or something? Or because then I reached out to you, and then you said dozens of people reached out to you, right?
More like a couple hundred.
A couple hundred people
because,
reached out to Jesse.
Yeah, because my brother sent out a tweet.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And of course, so I ended up friending them all because they were – I guess they wanted – because they probably wanted to say all these nice things. So and back in the – I don't know what settings are now, but back in when I first started using the Facebook, I had my security settings so high that even post on my – to even post on my wall and message, or even message me, I had to add you as a friend on Facebook.
Okay, sure. So you just added all these people at once.
Yeah, I guess my long story short is I wouldn't have if it wasn't for if I didn't get right on a train, I wouldn't have had all these so many. The experiences I did and places I visited, up to and including, I believe, if I had never got robbed on the train, I wouldn't have gone to the Cubs game on Monday.
You're right, because you wouldn't have met Michael, right?
Right.
Nice. And you wouldn't be doing a podcast because you wouldn't have met me.
Right. So, yeah, it all falls into place.
You would have met Tommy Else, though, right? Because you would have been in Resistance Pro Wrestling. That didn't have anything to do with getting robbed, right? Okay.
Right.
So some things would be the same, but a lot of things would be different, right?
So I'm guessing I wouldn't really call it fate then.
It's always nice to take a bad thing and to try to find the good in it, right?
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing, you know?
Yeah.
As much as it sucked and as scary as it was, I got so much good out of it.
Hey, yo. Jay Pawks here. I know you're keeping a lock to the Dira Network for all your podcast needs, whether that's the Andy Dira Show, the Tyler Kale Show, Jesse Unplugged, or the smooth, sultry tones of me, the Jay Pawks Podcast. You keep it locked to AndyDira.com all throughout 2016 for all the luscious podcast action.
So, yeah, it is a good thing to go through life looking for the positive in otherwise some negative situations, and there's no reason to be down on yourself and to pick yourself up. And, yeah, that's a good it's a good way to live, man.
Yeah. I'm happy for all the experiences I've had and all the places I've been and all the people I've met.
Yeah, that's really cool. Same here. And what do you got to look forward to this next coming month? What are you doing? Anything cool for fall?
Not really. I don't really know yet. I'm just taking it day by day.
Nice. I'm just glad that the weather's calmed down a little bit. It's nice and cooler out, even though it's still hot for first day of fall. But, yes, as always, I have a blast chatting with you, Jesse.
Of course. I always enjoy doing this podcast with you.
Cool. And if you want to support Jesse Unplugged, just go to Facebook, like the Jesse Unplugged page. And from there, you can find the Twitter. You can find pictures, past episodes, a whole bunch of good stuff. Also at AndyDare.com, you can find our podcast together. And all the way back to the first one, they're not going anywhere. You'll be able to find all the old episodes, too. So.
Yeah, so.
Cool. All right. Any last words, Jesse?
Thanks for listening, as always.
Awesome. On behalf of Jesse, this is Andy, and this has been Jesse Unplugged.
It's Jesse Unplugged. It's Jesse Unplugged. We're going to find out what's up with Jesse this week. Jesse Unplugged.